Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's topics: overwhelmed landlords push back against a consequence of e-commerce. Also, how to perfect your pitch to investors and beware of developing an office bod. Well, here's an unintended consequence of the success of online shopping. The onslaught of packages delivered to apartment buildings has turned management offices into receiving centers. And Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Casisto says that's got some apartment management firms pushing back. Laura, what's this about?
Well, so it's a funny side effect that I don't think any of us think about when we go and click on Amazon and order a package, as most of us do almost every day now, which is that if you live in a big or a moderate-sized apartment building, all of those packages come to the front desk of your apartment building, and your landlord suddenly has to sort through them, track you down, find space to store them, do something if you forget to pick your package up. And landlords were finding this was taking hours and hours of their time and costing millions of dollars. So one just said, you know, we're done with it. We're not accepting your packages anymore.
Wow. All right. So this was Camden Property Trust who has done this big, big apartment operator. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean I can't use Amazon anymore, right? What's it mean for tenants?
Well, so what it means for tenants is that you have to drive to the local post office or your local FedEx drop-off center, or just arrange for FedEx yourself, the same as if you lived in a house and they have to kind of come to your door, you let them in. But of course, you know, tenants are up in arms about this. They say that this adds a whole bunch of extra time and inconvenience and has forced them to cut back on their online shopping. So it's definitely something that they're not happy about.
Wow. So have some of them then had to open up a post office box? Say to
right.
The post office?
Exactly. Yes.
Wow. We're speaking with Laura Casisto, Wall Street Journal reporter. Her piece is about this big landlord that is blocking deliveries after getting overwhelmed with package deliveries. And you're right. I never consider that. And this obviously is a problem that must continue to grow because we're certainly not slowing down in terms of our online purchases.
Oh, absolutely. Certainly when I called the National Multifamily Housing Council, which represents these landlords, they said it's one of the biggest issues, if not the biggest issues, landlords are dealing with, and some of them are seeing a 50% increase year over year in package volume. So it's huge.
Jeez. All right. So I'm curious. Now we see the problems from both sides, obviously, but has Amazon weighed in at all, or any of these other online or e-commerce firms?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I talked to an analyst who covers online shopping, and I asked her that question, and her response was basically that people love online shopping so much that this is going to hurt the landlords. It's not going to hurt online shopping. People will just move.
Thanks, Laura. Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Casisto. Your pitch to investors is one part of the startup process that could halt your business before it even gets off the ground. So it's important that your first meeting with potential backers leaves them wanting more. Tips now from correspondent Dominic Savino for making an unforgettable pitch.
There are many parts to a strong pitch, but they can be summed up by three key aspects: timing, clarity, and preparation. According to Entrepreneur.com, you should make your presentation succinct and finish with a few minutes to spare. In doing so, don't forget to clearly explain how investors will profit by investing with you. Also, go into your pitch prepared for anything. Predict possible questions and formulate answers in response. Practice delivering your pitch to ensure you stick to your time limit and include all the required information. While there's lots of things to consider, keeping these three points in mind can help you secure the funding you need to jumpstart your small business. Gordon.
Thank you, Dominic. Coming up next, sitting at your desk all day, beware of getting an office bod.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Sitting at your desk all day, typing away on your keyboard, yeah, that's doing bad things to your posture. MarketWatch reporter Amy Hoke has a look at the dangers of office bod. Amy, what is it exactly?
Basically, office bod is kind of like the body that you develop when you're sitting at a desk all day pretty much during the week. And, you know, it's going to cause you to put, like, extra weight around your midsection. It's going to screw up your posture, give a little more cushion on your behind. So it kind of goes along with some of the other studies that have really pointed to sitting as being close to, like, the next smoking. That's kind of what they're saying, sitting is the next smoking.
Wow.
Basically, because all that inactivity, it can lead to a lot of diseases and issues, conditions. But this story looks specifically at your physique as well.
All right, so which includes what? Is it like the slumping shoulders, I guess? Or what else is part of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. You know, your shoulders hunch forward. So the trainer I spoke with, he said, you know, it moves your spine out of alignment, and it kind of makes you appear shorter and rounder, even if you don't have a belly. It just kind of it just gets you all out of whack. So the best defense, really, against these changes to your body is just to sit less. You got to get up and move. You know, every 20 minutes, you need to move around. You need to roll your shoulders. There's also some other strength exercises, like, you know, the Superman pose. You know, where you lay on the ground and you lift your arms and your legs. That can kind of help reverse some of that. And some other exercises, just to kind of counteract what you're doing to yourself all day when you're sitting at the computer.
Mm. We're speaking with Market Watch reporter Amy Hoke. She's got a piece called "How to Prevent Quote Office Bod." That slumping posture that's just no good for you. When you say lay on the ground, do you mean in that same spot where that other employee spilled coffee, like lie down in that stain?
Well, I guess that is up to you. If you want to do it at the end of your day, if you want to do it in the middle of your day, probably in the middle of your day is better.
Yeah.
There was some reports that have shown that even people who exercise every day, they hit the gym after work, if they're sitting for 9 hours or 8 hours, whatever, and at the end of the day they exercise, it does do something, but it doesn't even completely counteract the effects of sitting all day long.
Wow.
Really getting up and moving throughout the day and doing those exercises throughout the day, that's really where you're going to see the most benefit.
Thanks, Amy. Market Watch reporter Amy Hoke. Hey, reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com, and we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Reviews can help me determine what works and what doesn't. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Again, that's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.